This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. Top stories first. House of Representatives endorses three bills, including bill amending some Nepal acts related to education. Secretariat of Nepal Communist Party decides to nominate Party Vice Chair Bamdeep Gautam as member of National Assembly. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel says government has highly prioritised security mechanism put to make them competent, professional and responsible. And coronavirus claims 11 deaths in South Korea so far, bringing total cases of infection to 1,261. Now the news in detail. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party has decided to make party's vice chair Bamdeep Gautam as National Assembly member. Spokesperson of the Nepal Communist Party, Narayan Kajisrestha, informed that the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balmatar yesterday took the decision. The party spokesperson Shrestha also informed that the meeting decided to request the government to appoint leader Gautam to the post to be nominated by the president at the recommendation of the cabinet. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said literary figures should be actively involved in creating good literatures to guide the society towards a right path. Inaugurating the World Nepali Literature Festival amid a special ceremony in Dhangadi yesterday, President Bhandari expressed her belief that the literature festival would help promote the Nepali language, literature and culture. The president also said the literature has been promoting decency and morality in society by pointing out the social anomalies and evils. President Bhandari also said the Nepali art, music, language and literature have ensured unity among diversity in Nepal. President also stated that the Sudurpashchim state should be effortful to materialize the government's motto of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. On the occasion, the president honored the veteran literator Satyamohan Joshi with Crest Prize and letter of felicitation. The government has brought a bill to maintain uniformity in the acts related to several universities. In this connection, the House of Representatives yesterday passed the bill amending some Nepal acts related to education 2076 Bikram Samvat. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Giriraj Mori Pokhrel informed the House that the bill has been brought to short out several topics contained in the related act. The Education Minister presented a proposal in the House seeking passage of the bill. Responding to the questions raised by lawmakers in course of the discussions on the principles of the bill, Minister Pokhrel argued that the bill was necessary to have uniformity by making the various past acts inconsistent with the Constitution. Likewise, the House of Representatives also passed the bill related to Bank and Financial Institution First Amendment. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota tabled the bill. Similarly, President of the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives, Krishna Prasad Dahal, and Member of the Education and Health Committee, Jeevan Ram Shrestha, on behalf of committees, President Jayapuri Gharti, tabled the report related to the Citizens Investment Trust Bill, Second Amendment 2076 Bikram Samvat. Likewise, the report related to the National Sports Development Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat was also presented in the meeting. The meeting also endorsed the bill related to Sheets 2076 Bikram Samvat and bill related to Protection of Saplings First Amendment 2076 Bikram Samvat. The bill that were tabled by Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Ghanashyam Bhushal were passed unanimously. Lawmakers have drawn attention of the government towards various contemporary issues in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. During the zero hour, lawmaker Bhavani Prasad Khapung stressed the need of taking strained action against those involved in corruption. House of Representatives members Rajendra Prasad Gautam, Ram Bahadur Bista and Bimala Devi drew government's attention to safe country's border areas. You are listening to 8 a.m. English News from Radio Nepal. Now, short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो, हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है।
हस् हस् भाउजू।
ओए वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न।
हे त पनि एनटिसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि।
ए हो र,
एनटिसी को डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back to the news. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Isuro Pokhrel has said the government is committed to maintain law and order, developing the national security mechanism. Speaking at a press meet organised at the Defence Ministry yesterday to make public the ministry's progress during the first 2 years' duration of the incumbent government, DPM Pokhrel said the government has prioritised the empowerment, professionalism and inclusiveness of Nepal Army. DPM Pokhrel also informed that the process for establishing the National Security University has been initiated. He also informed that the number of Nepali forces working in peacekeeping missions will be increased to 10,000. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party President Kamal Thapa has claimed that the government has failed to work as per the people's aspirations. Speaking at a press meet organized at Janakpur Dham of Dhanusa yesterday, leader Thapa accused the government of failing to fulfill the people's aspirations. You are listening to ATM English News from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. South Korea has reported 11 deaths so far and 115 new cases, bringing the total deaths from coronavirus 1,261. More deaths have been reported in Iran and Italy as well. A 12th person has died in northern Italy of coronavirus, while the number of confirmed cases has risen to 374. Likewise, Iran has reported 19 new deaths and the total number of confirmed cases rose to 139. Similarly, US President Donald Trump said the US was all ready to face the virus threat and that Vice President Mike Pence would be in charge of the national response. Meantime, the infection rate continues to fall in China. Turkey plans to push Syrian government forces away from its military observation post in northwest Syria's Idlib region by the end of February. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said they are planning to liberate their observation post from the surrounding by the end of this month. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the western region, partly cloudy in the eastern and central hill regions, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Now, temperature, humidity and rainfall in the Kathmandu Valley recorded within 24 hours. Minimum temperature 1 degree Celsius, maximum temperature 14.1 degree Celsius, humidity 98%, rain 1.6 millimeter. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal. But before wrap up, let's have a reminder of headlines once more. House of Representatives endorses three bills, including bill amending some Nepal acts related to education. Secretariat Nepal Communist Party decides to nominate Party Vice Chair Bamdeep Gautam as member of National Assembly. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Isuro Pokhrel says government has highly prioritised security mechanism to make them competent, professional and responsible. And coronavirus claims 11 deaths in South Korea so far, bringing total cases of infection to 1,261. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal. For this, please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 2 p.m. today. Stay tuned and have a good day.